Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Pinchas, the first Shabbos of Bein HaMetzarim, it's very appropriate that on most years, Bein HaMetzarim begins with Parshas Pinchas, which lists many of the Karbanos and the Karban Tamid, the Karbanos which we are eager to, Bezos Hashem, once again bring on the Mizbeach with the Binyan Bayis Shlishi that we hope for. It's an appropriate time to start to be careful to say Karbanos before davening. Those who don't, at least during the 3 weeks, you should do it. If you don't do it in 3 weeks, at least during the Shabbos of the 3 weeks, you should get used to saying the Karbanos. It's a good idea to start by being careful to say the Karban Ayla of Ezel Mekaimah. If you don't say it, say at least the Mishnah of Karban Ayla. It's very short. A very short Mishnah, very easy to remember. It's not a carbon that's eaten. Tunahashet v'nituach v'chol le'ishim. And start with that, say the carbon of the oila every day. And maybe after a while you'll expand to other parts. Let's turn to some thoughts on the parasha. The word chaydesh, or month, I had seen once from Shanshul Fal Hirsch in one of his letters in the Sefer Shemesh Umarpeh. They allude to the fact that this Yisayid is also in Rav Shamshel for Hirsch's Pirish HaParshas Bay, HaChadosh HaZesh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. And he says the following about the word Chaydesh. He says Chaydesh does not mean month. Doesn't mean Yoreach. It doesn't really mean that. It means, the word Chaydesh means the first day of the month or the beginning of the month. As it says in this week's parasha, Eilas Chaydesh B'chachai, the Eila of the month. No, not the Eila of the month. The Eila of the first day of the month, B'chachai, at the time of renewal. Or it says, Machar Chaydesh, tomorrow is the month. No, not tomorrow is the month. Tomorrow is the first day of the month. Machar Chaydesh. Or, as the Pasuk says, Loi Chaydesh v'loi Shabbos. Where are you going to the Navi? Loi Chaydesh v'loi Shabbos. It's not Chaydesh. It's not Rosh Chaydesh. The word Chaydesh, says Rav Shalom Zorich, means Rosh Chaydesh. It's a Lashon Mushal. It's a borrowed slang expression that sometimes you say a Chaydesh HaRishon, a Chaydesh HaSheni. But really, the meaning of the word Chaydesh is the beginning of the month. And that explains why it says Ba'osar L'Chaydesh. It doesn't say B'yayim Asiri L'Chaydesh. It should say Ba'osar L'Chaydesh, the 10th to the month, the 10th to the beginning of the month. So really, the kitzur of what he's saying is that the word Chaydesh, in essence, means the first day of the month. It's used in a slang expression to mean month. But really, Chaydesh means the beginning of the month. Okay? A technical thought. Now we talk about this, we go to the word Shabbos. What does Shabbos mean? We say, what does Shabbos mean? You have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day of the week. It's fascinating that by Shabbos it seems to be the other way around. The word Shabbos really means week. Sheva Shabbosais Tamimais Tiena. It should be seven complete Shabbosais, meaning weeks. Or it says that Shavuos is mimacharas haShabbos haShviyos, the day after the seventh week. The Tzedakim thought the word Shabbos means the seventh day of the week. Mimacharas haShabbos, they said, means Sunday. Shavuos always has to be on Sunday. But we say, no, Shabbos really means week. The slang expression is that it means the Yom HaShabbos Kodesh, the seventh day. But in its source, Shabbos means week. So it seems very strange that Chaydesh really means Rosh Chaydesh. It's used to mean month. Shabbos really means week. It's used to mean Shabbos Chaydesh. Seems a little strange. To explain this, we go back to an old rule from Reb Zevin, I believe on Parshas Sazria, if I'm not mistaken. Reb Zevin in his Sefer on the Parshias says the following. He says, when is first best And when is the last best? Sometimes you find the first thing of is the best of it, a bechar. First is best. Sometimes you find the last thing is best. Shabbos, the last day of the week, is the most chashuv. When do we say first is best? When do we say last is best? So Reb Zevin says the following. He says when you have a series of equal things, the first is the most significant. The first of them, like a bechar, someone has a children, the first is the one that made him a father. The most significant is the first. When you have days of a month, a bunch of equal days, the first is the most chashuv. When you have a year, Rosh Hashanah is the most chashuv. The beginning is the most chashuv. Except when you have a series of things that build up to a purpose, the purpose is the end. And that's the most chashuv. When you have a series of days that build up to something, when Klal Yisrael got together and built the Beis HaMikdash, when it was finished, when the Beis HaMikdash was finished, that was the day of celebration. Because it builds up to a purpose. Have a Seres Yimei Tshuva. It's building up to a person becoming closer and closer to doing tshuva. See, Yom Kippur is the most chashuv. Why is Shabbos most chashuv? Because the whole week was made to lead up to Shabbos Kodesh, to lead up to Shabbos. This is Reb Zevin's rule. When is first is best and when last is best. If they're equal things, first is best. If they lead to something, last is best. That explains what we're talking about today. Chodesh month, first is best. So Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is called Chodesh. Shabbos Chodesh is Chashuv because of the whole week. Because the week leads up to Shabbos. Because I'll say, Mechad b'Shabbosa l'Shabbosa. From the first day of the week, start looking forward to Shabbos. When Shabbos is the purpose of the week, then, so Shabbos means week, and Shabbos Kodesh means week, because Shabbos Kodesh is the purpose of the week. It's a tremendous insight. So our first is really telling us something technical, the meaning of Kodesh, and by extension, the meaning of Shabbos. But when we take it to heart, we understand that it's much more. It means that the week, why is Shabbos called Shabbos? It's the week. Shabbos Kodesh, it's the week. The week is made to lead up to the day of Kedusha. Just as the Seres Yimei Tshuva are made to lead up to Yom HaKippur. A wonderful insight. Let's move on to a second, perhaps also technical thought on the parasha, which also has an insight. Perech of Zayin Pasuk Gimel V'ra'isa Oisai V'nesafta Alamecha. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you'll see Eretz Yisrael, and that will be it. V'ra'isa is always spelled Vav Resh Aleph Yud Saf, but it comes under the Saf. I believe this is the only place where V'ra'isa spelled with a Hey afterwards. In the Sefer Aksava Kabbalah, he mentions this in the name of the Baal HaTorim, and he explains it apipshat as follows. A verb with a comet at the end usually does not have a hey afterwards. V'yomarta, v'yachalta, ends with a comet's tuf. The hey at the end, when the hey is added, it denotes a special cheshek for ratzon. It denotes a special tshuka. For example, the word v'davka, you should connect to something, is always spelled with a hey. Davka means a connection, means a cheshek, a desire. L'dovka bai, connect to Torah. Spelled with a hey. B'cheshek v'rat. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, Moshe Rabbeinu would think that this is something he would do ba'atzvus, that he would do reluctantly. After all, he's going to see Eretz Yisrael, and Asafta, then he's going to leave this world. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, do this like he did everything. The Chesha God over Isa Isa, and the same thing we have afterwards, that we have actually it's earlier, that Moshe Rabbeinu v'tzivisa Isai le'inehem, you should command the Yeshua le'inehem v'nasata mi'hoitcha olav, again, v'tzivisa with a hey at the end, Nasata mehayit chalav with a hay at the end, to do it the cheshek gadol. So even though all the mitzvahs of the Torah are written regular, we can't expect somebody to have a special cheshek in every single thing he does. Dafka, when a person is in a position he'd rather not be in, and reluctantly he has to do something, he's reluctantly in the position, but he shouldn't do it reluctantly. He should do it the cheshek gadol. He should do it the way he has to do it. That's when a person has to gird his loins, so to speak, and do things with a special cheshek. This may answer the kasha of the Yad HaMelech. How Yirmiyah wrote the book of Eicha. Nevuah is only chal on a person when he's besimcha. How could he write Eicha besimcha? Eicha is a book of lamentations. It's a book of sadness. What the Ksav HaKabbalah is saying is that by great people, on the contrary, we're in a position they'd rather not be in than a position of, as Moshe Rabbeinu was, where you can't go into Eretz Yisrael, or as Yirmiyah was in a time of Churban. But once you're there, you gird your loins, you undertake to do it b'cheshek v'ratzon, to do it with a desire and a drive and a simcha shel mitzvah. And therefore, he was able to write the parsha of Eicha. Masnogeya to us, we'd rather have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Say Karbanis every day. Nishalma Parim Sefoseinu. Remember, this is instead of the Beis HaMikdash. Nishalma Parim Sefoseinu. We should do it with the Cheshek and Ratzon. We hope to bring the Karbanis. Then there'll be no reason to say the Karban. But Kozma, we're in this position, we should be saying it the Cheshek Adol. And with that, I want to wish everybody a very special Shabbos, a meaningful Bein HaMitzorim, and Bezos Hashem, a desire to come to see Nechvas Tzion Bekarim.